Nursing has produced phenomenal leaders. We have a lot of our education is around strengthening leadership. So I would say there's millions of nurse leaders across the globe. The issue is, can they make the impact and influence the way they are designed to? And that's the issue, is we need to ensure that they can impact on their governments and policy decisions that affect health of consumers in their countries.
You were the chief nurse and midwifery officer for Queensland Health. What did you do in that role?
I was the department's, I suppose, authority on nursing and midwifery for the state. It's not that I controlled the nurses in the state, because I didn't, but I was there to ensure that the government policy was operationalised and that nurses were well informed and understood and contributed, and also that nursing issues and the contribution of nursing was understood at policy level. So I showed evidence of nursing, I profiled what nurses were doing, I ensured I had good data and information. I dealt with, when there was arguments about whether they should cut nursing, I produced evidence about how foolish that can be for outcomes of consumers, how it's not cost effective to slash and burn nursing. But I had to do that in an evidence-based approach. It's not you can't be emotional about this stuff, because it's often an economic argument. It's coming down from Treasury or finance people.
Where does this idea come from that it is good to slash and burn nursing?
It's because we're the largest item in salaries on the spreadsheets in any hospital and health system. We are. Sometimes it's like low-hanging fruit to people that don't know any different. They say the easiest things to cut is wages and salaries, so we'll either dumb down nursing or bring in cheaper people to do the same job. Well, that's just foolish. We have enough research around the world with, 40 to 50 countries, where if you start reducing the role of the RN, replacing them with less skilled workers, you have a blowout of quality, and actually you can kill patients. The registered nurse, the amount of clients and patients that they have, if you increase the numbers that they have, their mortality goes up by 7%. And we know that's how we get the nurse ratio argument. So there's enough evidence around that through large data sets of information.
Do you think governments listen to evidence?
Politicians do what they need to do to stay elected. That's what they're there for, do. You do get alignment at times where you get absolute alignment that they will put the belief about what they should be doing for the public who voted them in, and good government strategies, good public policy, and can do fantastic things. But at times they turn over very quickly, politicians turn over, and they just get caught up in the politics rather than the policy. And they should be concentrating more on the policy, because you can't turn on and off healthcare, you can't turn on and off nursing.
Healthcare is kind of one of those interesting things, because if you're a politician, it's highly, highly unlikely that you've never stepped foot in a hospital. And whenever you do go to hospital, it is the nurses that you see.
I know, but the issue is most of the time is organised medicine that they listen to.
What's organised medicine?
Well, the medical AMAs of this world.
Australian Medical Association.
Yeah. They listen to them, and they're not actually seeing the full picture of healthcare. Nurses are not doctor's servants. They haven't been for centuries. We are legitimate, well-educated, highly professional beings functioning with or without medicine around us. We are naturally good team players, and we work well in MDTs. But
what's MDT?
And multidisciplinary teams with others like physios and allied health and things. But it comes a time when we cannot continue with the expenditure that's occurring at the moment in healthcare. No countries can afford it. Consumers can't afford the co-payments. They can't afford the private medical. We have to be able to do things differently. We have to stop people going to hospital that don't need to go to hospital. We've got to maximise the role of all practitioners to their full licence, and nursing is the biggest one. We need to allow nurses to do what they were educated and trained to do, and that would help a great deal to keep people out of hospital, to allow people to have a better experience in hospital, and actually reduce adverse events and death.
Do you see the scope of nursing widening over the next decade?
nursing will go wherever the consumers are going. Nursing is totally the partnership role and responsibility of the nurse is to have a partnership responsibility with the consumer or patient. As consumers start to get more literate in health, start to have different technologies around them, there's absolute big changes. I've been in the US and spent 3 days with retail health clinics. These are nurses who are functioning in Walmarts and shopping and in big supermarkets. Really? They are doing amazing things. Now, they're not. Some of those consumers may never go near a hospital or what we may see as a traditional practices. And they're doing an amazing job. That's what's the most important. We've got chronic disease staring us down the barrel of diabetes, and these illnesses are going to suck up all our resources in the system. We have to manage them better. We have to work with consumers differently, and nurses are key to that.
So in that American example, you're going to Walmart,
yep,
grabbing some bananas,
yep,
you know,
yep, yep, yep,
toiletries,
yep,
and you, yep, go to see the nurse.
Yep, and it's a nurse practitioner. So these are the advanced nurses. So they do assessments, they prescribe, they have time with consumers. It's called convenient care. They're not the medical home of the consumers, but they are there for consumers that need them. And that's what we have to get real about. We can't keep provider-driven services, i.e. consumers can't always fit around when we want to look after them and when we want to treat them and when our opening hours. And so what the retail health has done is flip that over. They're open from 8 in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. You know, and you can go in there, you can have your screening done, you can have your chat with your nurse practitioner, you can have a great deal of treatments done, and it's convenient.
And this convenient care, that would, yep, drive down the cost of healthcare.
Huge. The data that came out of those sessions was amazing, absolutely amazing. So, of course, private insurers now are reimbursing clients who go to those nurses. Because that's always the big issue. It's not that nurses can't do the work, and it's not that we're not educated to do the work, but usually people don't want to pay for it because organised medicine usually stops nurses getting reimbursed for doing the same services they do. Now, that's anti-competitive, but that's now been broken by this issue with the convenient care, because Walmarts and these big, massive industries, they went and fought for it. And so now the insurance industries and payers in the US now pay the nurse practitioner for the same service as they would if they had it elsewhere.